guys, what time do we agree to meet here to go get the tickets for Tracy Spencer's concert tonight?
8 o'clock.
And what time did you two show up?
10:30.
Right. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised if they were sold out.
Yeah. So lighten up, man.
Hey, I have a good excuse. I was visiting my uncle in the hospital.
Which one?
My uncle Cannonball Faldo. He's the guy that gets shot out of the cannon at the circus. Someone put in too much gunpowder and blew him smack dab into the flying Pinellas.
Well, who did that?
I don't know. Some clown.
Listen, guys, I'm nuts about Tracy Spencer. I mean, she's beautiful, she's talented. I have all her CDs.
Look, if the fly girl means that much to you, we'll just jam down the hotel room and ask that sweet thing for some tickets.
All right, Weasel. We'll just waltz right past the bodyguards.
We won't waltz in, we'll sneak in.
Together?
Nah, separately. That way we have a better chance of getting the tickets.
I mean, do you really think we can get away with it?
No sweat, Chet. Piece of old cake.
Now, the only thing to it is to do it.
Oh, yeah. Do it!
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Writing in your diary again, babe?
Yeah.
That's nice. Ah. Oh, boy. Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
You ever write about me?
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it's private.
Harry, could you hand me a tissue, please?
No problem.
Okay, fine. I don't want to read your little diary anyway.
Carl, you're acting like a kid.
I am not. I was going to tell you something really neat, but I'm not gonna now.
Is gonna be slamming, but Tracy can't go. Of course she's got a good reason. She's got homework.
Wow, come on in.
Boy, look at all this stuff.
Tracy's fans sure love her.
They sure do. Is Miss Spencer around?
Oh, no, she's rehearsing for a concert tonight.
Tracy doesn't need to rehearse. She's absolutely perfect.
Oh, you're a big fan, huh?
Me? No offense, sir, but this is a fancy hotel. I mean, I see big stars all the time. Oh, man! This one MC Hammer! No! Don't make this one MC Hammer! The Hammer Man!
Yeah, who is it?
Housekeeping.
I'll get it, sir.
The weasel?
Yes, you keep your mouth shut.
Mate service.
The mate was already here 2 hours ago.
Well, that was just a trainee. I have to check her work. I'm the boss maid, Tawanda Toyota. Get your hands on me and you'll never let go.
I'll take your word for it.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, and good morning to you, too.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Neither did I. I had to guard my diary all night.
Well, there'd be no problem if you just let me read it.
Forget it, Carl. I'm going shopping, and I want you to promise me you won't read my diary.
All right.
Oh, no. That's not good enough. I want you to promise.
Okay. I promise I will not read your precious little diary.
Thank you.
But I didn't promise I wouldn't get somebody else to read it. Now, let's see. Who will make a good patsy?
Tiny home, big guy.
Oh, good Lord. My aching back. And my poor swollen feet. I'm gonna have to cut these shoes off with the blowtorch.
Tired, huh?
You mind if I sit down and rest my booty for booty?
Yeah, actually, I do mind.
Say what?
Look, Tracy's gonna be back here in a minute. We can't have the maid sitting here resting her booty.
Oh, so what you saying, Ace? I'm not good enough to hang out with the broad? That's what you saying?
Oops. I think I'll come back a little later, sir.
Just a second. Oh, thank God.
What do you mean?
I was hoping no woman could be that ugly.
Look, I just want a couple of extra tickets to the concert. Careful, you'll tear my pantyhose.
Just get out of here before I call security.
And to think I left you extra towels.
Just get out of here.
Hey, do you believe what people will go through to meet Tracy?
Yeah, it's sad, sir. Some people just aren't what they appear to be.
I've had it. The next guy I catch sneaking in here is gonna spend the rest of his life in jail.
Aren't you done yet? Looks like a rainforest in here.
Hi, Lee, I'm back.
Tracy, you got a basket from MC Hammer and flowers from Johnny Gill.
Well, hi.
Oh, God. Tracy Spencer said hi to me.
Oh. He meets big stars all the time. Listen, kid, thanks for your help.
Here's a little something for your trouble.
Gee, thanks, but
Oh, we'll see you.
Well, bye. Listen, Lee, I'm having a little trouble with the vocals on Tender Kisses.
Oh, really? Well, let's play the track and see what the problem is.
A great voice.
So do you. I mean, but of course you know that. I mean, you have albums out and people pay to see you. I mean, you're my biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan. Oh, girl, you are so fly. Will you marry me?
First of all, let's take it a little bit slower. What's your name?
Eddie Bellboy. Winslow, Eddie Winslow, that's my name.
Hi, Eddie Winslow. And you're a bellboy?
No, not really. You see, I gave a real bellboy $20 to borrow this uniform. He's down in the hall shivering in the linen closet.
You want me to throw him out?
Are you kidding? My biggest fan. Eddie, why'd you go through so much trouble just to meet me?
Well, you see, Tracy, I waited in line for hours to get tickets to your concert, but they were sold out.
Tickets? I can get you some tickets. And would you like some backstage passes, too?
Oh, I love you, Tracy.
I think that's a yes.
What's that?
I don't know.
Well, it looks like some kind of cannon.
I saw one of those in the circus.
Look, somebody's climbing.
Look out!
Do you have any aspirin?
Leave for the last time.
Open the diary
and read it to me!
Now, sir. This diary belongs to Harriet. And I will not violate her privacy. And there is absolutely nothing you can do to ever get me to change my mind.
How about if I convince Laura to go on a date with you?
January 1st. We had a wonderful New Year's. Year's Eve party, except Carl got sick and threw up all over the waiting
room. Skip that part.
March 10th. Went to the market. I've been there 100 times, but this time was different. This time, I met a Raoul.
Raoul? Who's Raoul?
Wait. Raoul is the new produce manager. He introduced himself, and I was immediately struck by his deep brown eyes, his engaging sense of humor, and how delicately he handled my candelabra.
Why, of all the
Calm down, easy. Raoul asked me out, but I told him I was happily married.
Atta girl, Harriet.
March 24th. Raoul's houseboat is beautiful.
What?
I feel so safe in Raoul's strong arms. Oh. I love him so much, but I sort of like Carl, too.
Oh, no.
Hold on, big guy. Listen to this. Aha! It's over with me and Raoul.
Oh, thank God.
Chuck is twice the man Raoul is. Holy mackerel, Carl. Why, I had no idea that Harriet was so, shall we say, friendly. Hi, guys.
Aha! How could you, Harriet?
What's the matter, Carl?
What's the matter? What's the matter? This is what's the matter.
Carl, you promised you wouldn't read my diary.
Well, I didn't read it. Steve read it to me.
Steve, how could you?
Well, I didn't want to do it, but Carl promised that he would try and get me a date with Laura. I'm sorry, Harriet. I'm weak.
Carl, those are my personal private thoughts.
Oh, and they are personal and private. March 24th. Raoul's houseboat is beautiful.
Carl, listen.
No, you listen.
Chuck
is twice the man Raoul is.
Carl.
I'm not finished yet, Harriet. April 24th. Carl, I planted this fake diary because I knew you'd read it. Oops.
What do you have to say now, Carl? You actually believe the nonsense in here?
Not all of it.
Carl Winslow, you are the most insecure man I've ever met.
I am not. Am I really?
If you weren't insecure, you wouldn't have believed for a second that I would have an affair. Carl, this is my real diary. Read what I wrote last night.
February 4th. I am such a lucky woman. I have a lovely home and 3 wonderful children. But best of all, I get to share it with a caring and understanding husband, a man I love more and more every day. Thanks, Harriet. I love you more and more every day, too, sweetheart.
Feel better now, Carl.
Much better.
And I watched your entire concert from the first row. Look, then after the concert was over, I got to go backstage, I met her entire band, and we hung out in her dressing room.
Right, and last night, I had dinner with Big Bird.
Yeah, and Laura has the hots for me.
And this is whack. I hook up with the high priestess of pop, and nobody wants to believe me.
Oh, I'll get that.
It's probably Whitney Houston.
Hi, is Eddie home?
Oh, my God. You... Do you know who you are? Tracy Spencer.
All right. It's great to see you, Tracy. This is my dad, my sister Laura, my little cousin Richie, and our neighbor Steve.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, Eddie, I'm on my way out to the airport, and I have 6 more stops on my tour, and I just wanted to give you my itinerary.
Great.
Maybe you can even write me every once in a while.
Every day? Can I call you, too?
That'd be great. So, would you like to ride to the airport with me? My limo will bring you back.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's go.
Okay.
It was nice meeting all of you.
Bye.
Well, I guess I'll go with my friend Tracy Spencer. In her stretch limo. See ya.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Laura Marr Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.